By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States just reported more than 1 million new cases of COVID-19 in the first 10 days of this month. The U.S. has recorded more than 10 million cases of COVID-19, the highest of any country in the world, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The same day that the U.S. recorded the spike, two U.S. drug companies announced developments in the fight against the virus. Pfizer announced that its experimental vaccine was 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. U.S.-based drug maker Eli Lilly and Canadian-based biotech firm Acceleron announced a new antibody drug. The antibody therapy is similar to one given to U.S. President Donald Trump after he tested positive for COVID-19 early last month. The FDA has approved the antibody drug for 12 and older who are at risk of developing a serious form of COVID-19. Chinese-owned short video sharing app TikTok said late Tuesday it had filed a petition in a U.S. appeals court challenging a Trump administration order set to take effect on Thursday. The August 14th executive order directed the app's owner, ByteDance, to divest TikTok within 90 days, which is Thursday. TikTok issued a statement, saying, facing continuing new requests that no clarity on whether their proposed solution would be accepted, they requested the 30-day extension that is expressly permitted in the August order. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Four Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers were expelled from the city's legislature Wednesday. The four politicians were ousted immediately after a Chinese legislative committee ruled that Hong Kong's government could disqualify any lawmaker believed to be a threat to national security without going through the courts. The four disqualified lawmakers were also among 12 legislators barred from running in elections initially scheduled to be held in September. Government has postponed the elections for a year, citing the novel coronavirus pandemic. Disqualifications appear to be the latest effort by Beijing to quell pro-democracy forces in the semi-autonomous city, which was engulfed by massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations in the last half of 2019. The mainland's communist government passed a sweeping new security law back in June in response to the demonstrations, under which anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion or of state power or collusion with foreign forces could be tried and face life in prison if convicted. U.S. Supreme Court justices on Tuesday signaled they are unlikely to strike down the Affordable Care Act, an illegal challenge brought by the state of Texas and other Republican-led states backed by President Trump's administration. In about 2 hours of arguments by teleconference, Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Brett Kavanaugh both seemed skeptical of Republicans' argument all of the law must fall even if one provision known as the individual mandate is found to be unconstitutional. A House of Representatives attorney laid out the ramifications of striking down the entire law, saying there is no way that Congress could have preferred an outcome that throws 23 million people off their insurance and its protections for people with pre-existing conditions and creates chaos in the healthcare sector. Australian police said Wednesday that 14 men, including a former child care worker, have been charged with producing and sharing child abuse material through an online network across Australia and overseas. Police are charging the suspects with more than 800 offenses. The suspects had links to alleged offenders found in online forums in Europe, Asia, the United States, Canada, and New Zealand, with 146 matters being passed on to their respective authorities. Police did not rule out further arrest in the case. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.